Next, David discusses how the media programs people for stress.
I don't think a person gets an ulcer because they heard that unemployment is at 10%. No. That's too abstract. I think they get an ulcer if they feel they can't get a job. The Daily News gives you something to buzz about and discuss and feel bad about. And the media pretty much manage what your emotion's going to be about that. I notice in the programming that goes on through vocabulary, right now, currently the news, if it's financial and not too good, they call it pain, or higher taxes or pain. So everything that's more expensive or less profitable is now called pain. The pain at the pump. The cost of gasoline is called pain at the pump. I mean, that's really sicko vocabularizing, isn't it? There's no pain at the pump. But the programming that goes on, we're constantly being programmed and brainwashed. To not have a lot of money is not pain. Pain is something totally different, like you broke your toe. Not having a lot of money is not painful. It's not convenient. It's not convenient. Oh, that's different. So what money buys you is luxury and convenience and necessity. Not having money means that you better get off your butt and get to work. Walk down the street and wash windows. There's a good deal of brainwashing goes on via the media, via vocabularizing, the way a thing is stylized and presented. A great deal of it goes on that people are not aware of. And very often you see somebody come up on television and they sound like a talking head that's been programmed by yesterday's news. The vocabulary, everything about it is stylized. Stylized. So to a great extent, everybody is a victim of their society, unless they're quite aware, and then they begin to become alert to how this programming is coming about. And you can witness it without being programmed by it. Our present economy is painful. I mean, that's a stylization of vocabulary. It's really sort of sicko when you think of it. The programming that goes on, I was just giving an example of the media, and the programming that we learned as children, the misinterpretation we have from our adults, and of course, and then religious programming that comes in on it. Not only are you limited, but now you just feel guilty and you have to go through penance about it. So you get the elaboration of society and all the dimensions of society. Every experience now becomes extremely complicated and multi-layered. So we begin to see the vulnerability to our own psyche. You say, this is how I buy into negativity. This is how I've allowed it to affect me. This is how it is limiting my enjoyment of my family, my wife, my health, my car, my world, my society, my government, being an American, however you want to look at it, being a Christian. So eventually we become very sophisticated because you see you're like a diamond reflecting multiple images and light from multiple sources simultaneously. And when you look at your real self, you'll see that it really scintillates. Your real self is really constantly scintillating. All these ideas, just as I speak of these ideas, they're all like little sparks of light going through my brain. So you see yourself as a scintillation, and that can be pleasing to yourself. It can be pleasing to others. Some people scintillate, and other people are sort of mopey, sort of like a damp rag. So you have to choose, shall I be like a damp, slightly dirty, damp rag laying in the corner, or shall I scintillate? Well, if you love your fellow human beings, you try to scintillate to increase their joy. So you see yourself as contributing to the overall joy of life. Everybody has energy drains on them, and everybody needs a little pep up as much as they can get. So you try to be as cheerful and uplifting. And one way you do that is being as loving towards life and all of its aspects. To be as loving as you can be to all of life and all of its expressions at all times is the ultimate style of existence that I've come to the conclusion of. To be as loving towards all of life and all its expressions. I love the effort that it went to create such a wonderful studio. I went outside and I just about fell over with love with this incredible dog. I see the people that are here with us, and they'll do anything. If I said I want a Coca-Cola now, they would run down to the street and buy one. What is there to complain about? So to be as loving towards all of life and all its expressions, brings an appreciation of the value of everything that is. So the most beneficial thing is to increase one's capacity to love, to look at the negatives and be willing to let them go, and to experience life to the fullest joyfulness that you can. It's really the child within you always saying, I want this, I don't want that. I want this, I don't want that. The mature adult is more philosophic, and things happen, and it's okay if they do, and it's okay if they don't. So it's much less stressful, anxiety and stress level. So in therapy, we try to get people to be more accepting of themselves, the way they are, and accepting of others, and accepting of society. That politics are always contentious, and that which is illegal always goes on. And people break the law routinely. People don't believe in God, that's routine too. So you become more tolerant of all the different dimensions and expressions of the human psyche. And instead of trying to superimpose your own definition of how it should be. So you give up the idea of should, and you begin to examine how it is rather than how it should be.